The State Department of Transportation will be taking a step back in time with road maintenance this winter to salt. DOT crews will no longer use magnesium chloride to melt snow and ice on roads the department maintains in four communities. State-maintained roads in Juneau, Sitka, Valdez, and Fairbanks will be cleared with a 23% brine of salt and water. DOT spokesman Roger Weatherall says the change comes about because of the cost of other chemical de-icers.
We have determined that this is a great opportunity for us to save state money. And not only that, but it will allow us to be less frugal with the amount of dispersant that we use on the roads, and that will allow us to provide for safer travel for people on Alaska's roads, because we'll be able to disperse more of the salt brine than we could with the magnesium chloride.
As a comparison, Weatherall says the salt brine will cost about 20 cents a gallon, while magnesium chloride now costs between $1.40 and $2 per gallon. The scientific and engineering communities, as well as automotive sources, present conflicting arguments on the use of salt versus magnesium chloride. Recent studies show that salt is more corrosive on roads and bridges and on older automobiles. However, other studies show that materials and construction methods have improved enough to counter any negative reactions on newer infrastructure and personal property. Weatherall says the department has considered those factors in making its decision.
Through the research that's been done, we're very comfortable. You know, we have a very distinct comfort level as to low expectations of any corrosion. You know, with the mixture in the salt brine being, you know, upwards of 80% water, we don't really feel that it will, you know, increase the level of corrosion.
Weatherall says the department will decide during the winter whether to expand the practice to other communities.